Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia, Frankie and Aaliyah with your 9am Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour, an hour where we dedicate ourselves to reporting only positive news. In local news from today, airlines flying through Brisbane and regional Queensland will have permanent access to a supply of sustainable aviation fuel in a move aimed to reducing aviation emissions. The fuel, made from recycled cooking oil sourced from Malaysia, will be blended with conventional jet fuel and will be piped directly to Brisbane Airport from Viva Energy's Pinkenba Terminal. Viva Energy's Vanessa Linehan says a sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, is already used internationally and hopes that Brisbane project will encourage greater local production. The fuel currently costs 3 to 5 times more than traditional jet fuel. However, UNSW Associate Professor Emma Lovell says SAF is really the only pathway to get to net zero, with it able to cut lifestyle's carbon emissions by around 80%. In more local news, the Great Barrier Reef has avoided an in-danger listing in a UNESCO World Heritage Committee draft decision, but acknowledges that there is still work to do. The committee praised Australia's efforts in protecting the reef, but also discussed their concerns in its continued preservation after 2 mass bleaching events in the past 2 years. The committee wrote that whilst the resilience of the reef remains evident, its capacity to tolerate and recover from such events is increasingly compromised. Environment Minister Murray Watt says the government would continue to build on our actions, leverage strong partnerships, and utilise our world-leading reef management to support the Great Barrier Reef's resilience into the future.
In national news, the Australian Ladies Pipe Band took part in a world record attempt for the largest female bagpipe performance in Melbourne on July 5th. Following the annual Tartan Day Parade, 145 females gathered to play the bagpipes in Melbourne City Square. Member Helen Dilks became one of the first girls to join the historically all-male band in 1963 along with her sisters. Helen Dilks recalls the band's 1920s world tour as an amazing feat, quote, at a time when people seem to think that females shouldn't play the bagpipes, end quote. In more national news, a group of Newcastle high school students launched two high-altitude self-made balloons 35 kilometres above outback New South Wales for a passion project. 21 Year 10 STEM students travelled all the way to Cobar to gather data from the Earth's atmosphere through the balloon launching. They said they chose Cobar to prevent the balloons from landing in the ocean or trees, easing the retrieval. The students raised $15,000 to financially cover the project, which includes the materials and the trip.
In international news, while the United States was celebrating the 4th of July, Pope Leo XIV sent a symbolic reminder about protecting immigrants' dignity during his travel to Lampedusa. Pope Leo prayed at a migrant cemetery and celebrated Mass at the island, which became the epicenter of Europe's migration debate due to its being the main port for human traffickers to smuggle migrants. Through this visit, the Pope delivered a symbolic message to the U.S. and Europe that it is the Christian obligation to uphold every human being's dignity, which includes immigrants. He sent a letter to the Americans reminding them that the U.S. was founded by immigrants, and that protecting the unborn and all human life also equals to, quote, welcoming, protecting, and assisting immigrants, unquote. For your weather today, Brisbane is again partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. It's currently 15 degrees, with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to receive 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to fortplazette.org.au.